Okay. Good. Okay. So does this go straight into the meditation as usual? So just find a nice posture for yourself. It's going to be, as always, about half an hour or so. So nice and comfortable is always good. Just as always, start off by closing your eyes. And the first thing you notice when you close your eyes is how nice it is to shut out the world, and how nice it is to kind of withdraw back into yourself. And all the stimulus that comes through the eyes actually is such a distraction and such a pain. And you feel much more peaceful by shutting all that out. And then, as always, start off the meditation by feeling your body, and make sure you are nice and peaceful, nice and at ease, nice and relaxed, that you don't have any tensions anywhere. So scan your body for a while, first of all, and feel if there's anywhere where you don't feel fully relaxed, and make sure you find that ease of the body before you do anything else. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to come here to the Dhammaloka Buddhist Center here, and just allow all the stress and all the problems of the past week and whatever else from a long time back, allow all that just to drain away, to dissipate, to disappear, to come to a place of peace, a place of kindness and goodness, and just be able to relax in that sense of refuge that you can find in a place like this. So make sure you take enough time just to allow yourself to relax. Allow all those things in life that are problematic, allow them to disappear into the background and kind of indulge in the positive atmosphere in this place. and to allow the meditation to become nice and peaceful and even deeper than it is already. One of the most crucial things is your attitude in the present moment. So make sure that you have this attitude of kindness in your heart, of gentleness, of gratitude, whatever it is, an attitude which allows you to relax and allows you to feel peaceful. If you get the attitude right, it's almost as if the rest of the meditation happens by itself. So again, just feel the good qualities in this place. Allow yourself to be inspired to be in a place of virtue, of kindness, of goodness. And allow that feeling to sink into you, deep inside. And as you do that, you will find yourself relaxing even more and allowing the meditation to happen. And as you continue this practice of just feeling peaceful and just allowing yourself to relax and just having the right attitude, as you do that, it's almost as if the world outside is fading away a little bit from you, and you're moving inside of yourself, and just feel that sense of refuge, the sense of peace, the sense of satisfaction and contentment you can find just by being inside of yourself. It was beautifully encapsulated by Ajahn Chah as your real home. It's like you're coming back to something real, a place of safety inside of yourself. Feel that, enjoy that, and allow it to develop. And now, as we are coming towards the end of this meditation, just spend a few minutes just to think about all the good qualities of the people in this room here today. What a wonderful thing it is to have assembled people with so many wonderful qualities. People with generosity, people with kindness, people who keep an impeccable moral conduct, people who spend time doing good things in this world. What a wonderful thing it is to be part of a community like this. Thank you, everyone, for being my companion on this path. May each one of you be happy. May each one of you be well. And then towards the very end, to spend a few moments just feeling where you are at now. What has changed since you began this meditation? And why has it changed? What perceptions have you developed? What other things you have let go of? And try to understand what happens in meditation practice. Okay, that's the end of the meditation for that. Okay, so I guess we can start this evening's talk. And tonight I'm going to talk about impermanence. This word, impermanence, is a very central word in the Buddha's teachings, a very important part of how we look at the world from a